Hello everyone, welcome to all of you to the press conference for Jérémy Bayou and his team Charal. We are live with Jérémy Bayou, the skipper of Charal boat. It's his fourth participation in the Vendée Globe. A quick reminder of the facts. Hello Jérémy. So Jérémy had to pause his race and head back for the Sable d'Olonne last Wednesday on the 11th of November following several damages, some damages entailing other damages. So he came back to Port-Olona on the 14th of November, last Saturday at the beginning of the afternoon. A countdown started then for the whole Charal team in order to do a diagnosis and an overview of everything that had been damaged. Jérémy, can you tell us where you're at and which decision have you taken with your team? So hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. It's true that it's strange to answer your questions outside my boat Charal, but I'm going to start over with these onboard interviews quickly because we now know that the boat will be prepared tomorrow morning and Charal will be able to take the sea tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, with the afternoon tide. So it's great news. I want to thank the Charal team, which has done everything they could day and night, as always, since I arrived here in Port-Olona. Also, I would like to thank the service providers who came and helped out on the boat. About 15 to 20 people came to give their skills. The architects of VPLP, Gepetto, many external service providers came to review and repair. I often say that the Vendée Globe is a team race, and we have demonstrated it once again that with a lot of will, we can do miracles. So it's great news. The race is going to continue. It will be different, of course, but it will continue for me tomorrow afternoon. Okay, that's great news, Jérémy. What exactly has been repaired? Can you tell us how it was organized? I know they worked hard, but how were these last few days? Well, actually, the worst damage, the most serious damage, the one that made me head back, it was the damage on the rudder, but technically, the most complicated damage to repair is the one of the sheet. It's not the sheet itself, it's the bulkhead of the sheet. So it's a part of the structure of the boat. So we have had to expertise the damage, then to destroy a part of it to see how much it had been infiltrated and how far we had to repair. And then we had to make some hypothesis of repairing and reinforcement. So that required a lot of different people with different skills in order to find solutions in record time externally with a weather that was not great. So that was the big part of the work. We also had problems in the aerial parts, the wind indicators that was damaged during the different jibes following the impact on the rudder. So many different things were managed by the team, and I want to thank them once again. How yourself have you felt in the last few days, because you were locked down? It mustn't be obvious for a skipper not to be able to take part in the repair work done. It was difficult because I'm not used to saying lies. The truth is that it wasn't easy. I went through all different states. First of all, I was happy to be outside of all this because I needed to cut off from the boat and from the race. I didn't even look at the rankings. I cut off all the social networks. But at the same time, I wanted to be close to my team because I knew that they were all working day and night so that I could be able to leave again. So since the beginning, with this whole Charal team, we have worked in such good trust that I knew that even if The first night, I received a message that it would be really complicated to make everything ready within the deadline. I actually knew that they would be able to make it. So actually, it was not that bad that I was a little bit far away. I was able to get some energy back and to become aware of all the excitement that there was behind the project, all the emotions that it generated in people's minds, the fact that I came back and to realize the encouragements of all the public, the employees of media, the employees of Charal, the media people. I didn't answer to anyone because it was just crazy, but I realized that I needed to return to get back on this race. So now it's done. I just wanted to say that I didn't completely cut off from the race. I am aware of Nicolas dismasting, so I feel really sad for him and for his team at Quorum. I know all the energy that is required to launch a boat like this and to do a Vendée Globe. It's a complete involvement, and when it stops definitively, like it is for Nicolas, it's really terrible, because for me, I am lucky to be able to take the start once again. Jérémy, the fact of seeing all these people in the channel and having all these encouragements, and from the people and from the skippers at sea, has this made you even more wanting to go back on sea? Yes, it's of course. At some point, I didn't have the choice anymore. Of course, I hesitated, because when I left, it was to win it, and now it's behind me. So I am doing something different. So, of course, with all these encouragements that I received from Charal, the public, people I know, people I don't know, people who do sailing, people who don't even sail but just follow the race and who like adventure, people that I saw in the channel and I crossed their glance, all this is enormous. And before the start, on the 8th of November, everybody asked me, does it change anything, the fact that there will be no one in the channel? And actually, I found it not that bad, because it led to less emotions. But really, it did miss. So now I've had my dose on Saturday when I came back. So Jérémy, it's another Vendée Globe that's going to begin for you. What are your objectives? Tell us about how you imagine this Vendée Globe for you now. I really don't know. I think I tried to schedule everything. I was trying to prepare everything before the race, everything in details. But now that I've had this experience, I'm telling myself that maybe I should function differently. So my idea is to take one event after the other. So coming back, repairing, and taking the sea once again, and we'll see what happens. I don't want to expect anything anymore. I don't want to set any goals for myself, because I don't know what I'm going to discover. So we'll see, honestly. What is the weather forecast for your start? Have you checked it? What is scheduled? Yes, I've seen the files. So there's a new front to cross. That is not as big and not as serious as the second one that we took on the 9th or 10th, but it's another front that we have to be careful about. And then it will be good winds, quite strong at off Cape Finisterre. And then there will be a small depression off the Moroccan coast that is creating a little mess. So where we may have trade winds and also pressure in the doldrums. But once again, I want to be to take the start, to be in a reaching position, and see what happens. Jérémy, have you checked what your other friends were doing during this time? Have you followed the mapping? No, honestly, I stopped the mapping. I had stopped all the registrations that I had on Instagram, and the only one that I kept, and I don't know why I forgot it, was Alex's. And so I knew that Alex was the front runner at the moment, the leader. I'm happy for him. I know he has a good boat, and he sails really well. So he's done a great move a few days ago. So except that Jean was leading at some time, apart from that, I really have disconnected. I think the beginning of the race hasn't been easy, and for those who are still at sea, they all require respect, because despite small damages, they are still in the race. A last word, Jeremy, about your team, Charal. How many people were actually working on the boat? Can you tell us about this extraordinary team who has worked like crazy in the last few days? So I think probably at the most 20 people who organized themselves around the repairs, because, yes, you have the architects and the ones in charge of the structure, and then all the composite people, and you also have all the logistical backup, the people who did all the small parts, a part of the mainsail that had to be repaired, electronics also. I can't tell you how many people were mobilized, but it was just incredible. When I arrived on the pontoon, at the pontoon the other day, and I saw all these people, I told myself that after this, I have to be up to level, and I must return on the sea and take the start again. So anyways, a big, big thanks to all of you. These are people that we work with all year round, and they all always give everything that they can, and they didn't need this. They would have deserved to have good holidays and good rest, but they gave even more energy and all their guts to do this. So it's an incredible team. Okay, well, Jeremy, we're very happy to see you at sea. So tomorrow afternoon, about which time do you think? Can you give us some details about your new start? So we're thinking that with the tide, we'll have to leave between 3 and 3:30. There's a little bit of swell. So going out, getting out of the dock around 3 or 3:15 would be a good aim. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Jeremy, and see you soon. We're really happy to see you again on the map. And thanks to all of you for having followed this press conference. Only good news.